With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The military is putting on a huge display today to celebrate the Army's 250th birthday.
At the direction of President Trump, a massive parade will take place here in Washington, D.C., featuring hundreds of military vehicles and aircraft and thousands of American soldiers.
I think it's a time to celebrate our military. You know, we've rebuilt our military largely.
The occasion is the 250th birthday of the Army, taking place on Flag Day, which is also the president's 79th birthday. Army officials say the price tag of the event is up to an estimated $45 million. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Military Affairs Analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, a retired U.S. Army veteran with plenty of experience in uniform, he says it's a great day.
Now, 250 years of the United States Army is something to celebrate. I've been associated with the U.S. Army since I went to West Point on July the 1st, 1969. So I've got more than 50 of those 250 years under my belt.
The left planning more of their riots today to protest President Trump for enforcing U.S. immigration laws. Former California Congressman John Campbell says he can't understand why the Democrats seem to believe the riots in Los Angeles will be a political winner.
I just don't see how people running around carrying the flag of another country, insisting that they not be sent back to that country whose flag they are waving.
He says it doesn't make much sense. New polling indicates most Americans support the president's deployment of the National Guard in LA.
A majority of voters support President Trump's decision to use the National Guard to stop attacks on federal immigration agents in Los Angeles. The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 57% approve of Mr. Trump's deployment of the Guard. Meanwhile, federal officials want to know who is funding the anti-ICE riots. The FBI is investigating the matter. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. There's some bad news from Cuba. Michael Harrington has a report.
Christian Solidarity Worldwide reports that the communist government on the island nation is in the midst of a crackdown on religious freedom. Both registered churches and unregistered ones are being targeted with harassment and surveillance. There was a period after the turn of the 21st century when it appeared that Cuban authorities were going to relax the repression and leave Christians alone, but since then they've done an about-face. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo is already grappling with the long-running priest sex abuse scandal in the Catholic Church. He's met with members of the Vatican's Child Protection Advisory Commission for the first time. That came amid questions about his own past handling abuse cases and demands from victims that he enact a true zero-tolerance policy across the Church. The Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors is made up of religious and lay experts in child protection. This is SRN News. Debate is still raging on Capitol Hill over the president's tax bill. A leading economist says the Congressional Budget Office seems to believe the bill will increase the deficit because the CBO has a history of misunderstanding that actions have predictable consequences.
It's like, you know, if you go to a doctor and he hits your knee with that little rubber thing, your leg is going to bounce out. So for every action, there's a reaction. They don't take into account the economy grows faster when we have lower tax rates. This happened every time.
And that is Stephen Moore, and he says that despite the intra-party debates, Republicans will get that bill passed sometime this summer.
Then what I've been advising the Speaker, who I think is doing an amazing job, and the Senate leaders, okay, pass this bill now, and then later in the year, pass another bill that has all these spending reductions that we all agree on.
Stephen Moore is an economist with a committee to unleash prosperity. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.